Pat, at Jamaica State, you know, this has got to be an awesome thing to be get over the top. I know you played on a state team back in the day, and are there similarities between that team and this team?
Oh, yeah. I would say we were pretty good, and these guys are pretty good, and we love the game of baseball. They love the game of baseball, and we played with our hearts, and they do too, so it's quite a bit of similarities that way. Talent, I always say we were always better.
Well, I know you've been close before. What put this team over the top, would you say?
Well, a couple things. We were in D2 for a long time, and we were the smallest school in D2 and always ran into the biggest ones. And that was what kept us, I think, mainly kept us from going, I think it was 2023. But, you know, we're D2 and we are D3 now. We match up pretty well with everybody there. And it's not an easy ride, but it's at least we aren't facing schools with 1,000 kids in it.
Let me ask you about that sectional. Crazy, I think Viroqua played 21 innings, but what kind of that game was amazing in that final game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I said during the second game, I said, boy, these guys must love baseball to play this many innings in one day, but they were a good opponent. You know, for a fifth seed, they were every bit as good as anybody we played all year, and they would have been a great representative of state, too, if they'd have made it. They're young. They've got a good shot for next year.
I'm guessing the whole town of Dodgeville and your school district, a great community outpouring of support, I'm guessing, right now, isn't there?
Yeah, they've been fundraising to help the kids with the trip, you know, so we can do a lot of things up there. And they've been, making calls, texts, signs, you name it. They've been really good behind everything.
What do you know about your opponent at state, Pat?
Well, they're 27-1, and they got 21 home runs and a couple hundred RBIs. And we were talking about that the other day. I said, well, you look out in center field here in Centennial Park, and you see that sign out there that says 400. I bet their home runs are hit about 325, 330, 350, and then all the long balls you guys hit there are caught. We'd have 15 home runs if we'd have been had a smaller ballpark, so just keep on doing what you're doing, and don't worry about what they do. They're a good team. They're very good. They're very talented, and their pitchers throw strikes. And it should be a good ball game. I mean, they aren't gonna know anything about us anymore. I know that much about them, but I just know it's going to be a good matchup. We got to you want to play the best along the way. Sometimes we might as well play the best right away.
I know you've had amazing pitching, Pat. Could you say a little bit about your pitching staff?
Well, I can say when we had the all-conference meeting, one of the comments made was, we'll put those two studs from Dodgeville on first team and figure out who else is going to be represented after that. So I know they're respected. I know that Johnson's first team all district and as well as all the conference and Snyder's honorable mention all districts, so I mean they're definitely being noticed out there. And you know, the good thing about them is they know how to compete and they throw strikes and they get the job done. The nice thing about them is you can count on them going deep into a ball game, and that saves arms. You need to save arms at this time of the year, so it saves arms if they can go deep.
Bryce Krubaugh-Lockhart making the Player of the Year honors as well in the conference. Talk about his year that he's had, Pat.
Yeah, he's one of those special players who come along once in a while. That, you know, I think he was born with a bat in his hands. Yeah, and the things that are intangible that people don't realize about him is besides hitting about 500 and leading us in home runs and RBIs, he's also I think he's 29 for 29 in stolen bases this year. Hasn't been thrown out once, and his fielding average is 1,000. He hasn't had an error all year, so those are pretty impressive stats when you come right down to it. It makes him a real complete ball player. He's also first team all district.
When you go to take the field, have you got your speech thought of what you're going to tell the team?
Oh, I got a lot of speeches that run through my head. Yeah, I got a couple things I want to say to them. You know, just explain the magnitude of what's going on, and just go out and have fun and enjoy the ride, and you know, just give it all you got. Don't leave anything on the field. Take it all. You know, just give it all you got. Oh. And you know, just the old standard speech, but you know, we got to play the game not only with our bats and our gloves and baseballs, we got to play with our hearts. And if we do that, we'll be fine.
Wonderful, Pat. Well, can't think of a better team, a better coach to represent Southwest Conference. Good luck to you and the team as you get ready for the game.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for all the coverage. And it's always good talking to you, Phil. I mean, we go back a long way, and I go back further, but we go back a long way. And I thank you for all you've done.
You bet, buddy. Good luck.
Located at 1475 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin has long been a trusted name in quality flooring and kitchens as well. The west end of their showroom is fully dedicated to kitchens, featuring cabinet displays, vanities, countertops, and more. Customers can explore bathroom remodels, flooring options, and walk-in showers, all designed to create functional, beautiful spaces. Whether planning a new kitchen or updating an old one, Badgerland Flooring is committed to helping families bring their dream kitchens to life.
The Brewers will host the Cleveland Guardians to start a three-game series this evening. The Guardians at 39-33, second in the American League Central. The Brewers at 43-26, first in the National League Central. First pitch time at 6:40 tonight. Robert Gasser goes for the Brewers to start the game. Two Brewers share National League Player of the Week honors. Jacob Mizorowski and Jackson Churio were honored by Major League Baseball for their performances June 8th. Through the 14th. The Miz threw a complete game one-hit shutout against the Phillies last Friday, striking out 15 batters. Churio has been on fire with the bat, with 5 home runs among 13 hits, good for a .448 batting average and 10 runs batted in. 4 Brewers are in the top 5 vote-getters of their positions for this year's All-Star Game. Second baseman Bryce Durang is the only one with enough support to advance to the second round after June 25th so far. And the rookie phenom, Cooper Pratt, has been brought up to the major leagues. A high draft pick by the Brewers a couple of years ago. He talked about getting his chance to play for the big league club beginning tonight.
Me and my family were pretty excited, pretty stoked that I can just play the game like how it's supposed to be played. Couldn't be happier. I mean, we love the organization. We love everything about what the organization does and all the guys. And we're just pumped.
Elsewhere in baseball, Pete Crow Armstrong put his name in the Chicago Cubs record book next to Hall of Fame slugger Hack Wilson, and then nearly ruined the celebration at Wrigley Field. Crow Armstrong completed the first cycle by a major leaguer this season with a 7th-inning single and promptly was picked off. Fortunately for Crow Armstrong and the Cubs, they scored twice in the 9th to rally for a 5-4 victory. Crow Armstrong, who was a single short of the cycle Saturday in San Francisco, hit a leadoff home run in the 1st inning, tripled off the wall in the 3rd, and doubled down the right field line in the 5th. Wilson is the only other Cubs center fielder to hit for a cycle since 1901. It was Cincinnati 12-0 over the Mets, St. Louis 3-0 over San Diego, Philadelphia 7-0 winners against Miami. Interleague play, Washington 7, Kansas City 3, Arizona 4-3 over the Angels, the Athletics 11, and Pittsburgh 2, the Dodgers 4-3 over Tampa Bay. The Twins got the win against Texas 4-2, and Detroit over Houston by a score of 9-3. Congress is discussing the idea of making changes to the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961. Wisconsin Public Radio reports that the Green Bay Packers are keeping an eye on developments because doing away with it would hurt. The law instituted 65 years ago gave professional sports a partial exclusion from antitrust laws when it came to broadcasting games. That allows the NFL to make deals, then split the profits with its member teams. If the Packers had to conduct individual negotiations, being in such a small market would cost the team millions of dollars. The opponent for the Wisconsin men's basketball season opener has been announced. The Badgers will host Denver at the Kohl Center November 2nd. This will be just the second meeting between the two programs. UW has not lost a season opener in 6 years. And college football expert Phil Steele sees Wisconsin doubling the 4 wins it put up last season, or maybe even more. Steele on his website says Coach Luke Fickell will reward the school's patience by getting the football program back on track. He adds that the much easier schedule will be a factor in that improved performance. PhilSteele.com predicts that 8 wins are very possible for the Badger football team this fall. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.